Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is June the 3rd, 2016, as we are continuing our growth series for the rest of this year, 2016. Each and every month, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be sharing you with your tools and tips in order to help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business across this country. And it's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen, this year. It seems that we have seen now we've gone into the sixth month of the year, which we're half a year down, only 6 months left to go. What are we doing to continue on a growth level? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about your business as a whole. What does your business represent in the country, in the area where you do business, in your community? What does your business means represents for you, and what do you represent in your business? And so we're going to be talking about some great opportunities here, ladies and gentlemen, that we really need to kind of take the hood off and look at deeply what we need to be doing on a regular, consistent basis. And we talk about marketing. I always talk about marketing. One of the cornerstones of your business or growth of your business is marketing, how you're campaigning that with the five P's of marketing. We talked about that on a consistent level. And the reason why I'm bringing it in to you, ladies and gentlemen, is because I want you to really, really get what it means to market your business properly. How can I grow if I'm not properly marketing my business? And how can I grow without the capital that to do this on a regular, consistent basis? Well, if you're a product business, we can show you how to do that. If you are a service business, we can show you how to do that. But also, it depends on what's relevant in the marketplace. What industries are relevant today? In big cities, if you look at this country, across the country, big cities like Houston, Chicago, New York, California, you're going to look at some opportunities where you're going to see growth. But let's look at the rural areas or cities that are not as big as these. How can I grow in a network or a market in an area where there is no growth? Well, I've talked to several business owners across this country, and what we're going to be doing is we're going to have a segment scheduling the small businesses in the little towns that have really put some efforts in their day-to-day activity and growth. I want you to pay attention to how this is going to really be impactful for people. And those who have left cities, smaller cities, to get to the bigger cities because of growth opportunities, and what cities are really growing today in the country. And why? And what is the purpose of us to be entrepreneurs and not really reaching the masses as we can? And what are we doing on the internet with the technology that's out here today and with the technological growth that is growing right now today? What are we doing to participate in the growth of this magnitude that we're seeing? And how are we positioning ourselves for this particular opportunity here? So there's a lot of great opportunities. I know we're only doing this as a 30-minute segment that I'm doing each week here on GTE, the Professional Network Radio in Houston, Texas. But I want you to still pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to put out there, layer by layer, brick by brick, story by story, as we continue to share with you how you can do this that's going to be customized. And you know, you want to stand out. You want to be unique and different in the marketplace anyway. You don't want to follow like what everybody else is doing or doing the things that they're doing. But master the things that are duplicatable, that are showing results, that are getting you the level of activity that you're looking for. One thing I've learned in business and seeing I do web design and marketing besides this radio show and things that I do consistently in the community, working with small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, is all about how can I help the masses, the number of people. You don't have to – you, one person, cannot do it all. You have to have a team in place. You have to have like-minded people that's going to be on the same level as you. If you continue to focus this way, you will see exactly how this can unfold into major wealth, not just for you, but for those around you and those who are connected to you. Well, we're going to talk about business as a whole. Again, what does your business represent? What do you represent within your business? And how are you marketing and portraying your business on a regular, consistent basis? And what is your mission, your theme, your slogan, your marketing arm that you're really putting out there so that people know that you are serious about what it is you do? And again, we're satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace. It's what people want, need, can afford. Again, you follow the five P's of marketing: people, product, price, place, and promotion. You're going to learn that these things is going to be done daily. Daily. Not once a week, each and every day. You should live, breathe, and eat this regularly. Just to keep your strength up, just to make sure you exercise properly to build stronger muscles, you have to exercise your business muscles on these levels. If you do not do this, it's going to cause you to slumber in your work habits or efforts to gaining momentum or growth in your business. So, whatever stages that you seem that you are at today, to date, this day, June 3rd, 2016, let's reevaluate. Let's put back the holder here and let's look deeper into what it is we need to be doing. So that way, you as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, in your area, in your community, across this country, that we want to make sure that no matter what city or state you're in, that you are operating effectively within your realm and making sure that you have enough people in place to build your network properly so that way you have others regularly promoting your product or business or service that you're providing in the marketplace. And so if you stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that you can succeed if you do not give up, you do not quit, and that you stay focused on your journey. And that's following one course until successful. So you want to stay focused on your journey so that way you know exactly what it is you're doing day by day. It does get a little tough, and yes, there might be some side swipes here and there and some setbacks. But okay, setbacks is just for a setup for more growth. You have to make sure that you keep in your mind that this is what it is you want to do day in, day out. Is this a passion for you, or is this a hobby? Is this something that you feel is going to be unique and different that's going to impact people to make a change? That's what it's all about. That's what growth is really all about, a change. Growth is change. Change is growth. How do you assess it makes it or breaks it for you. So you want to make sure here that you're on a consistent level building growth on an everyday scale. And what do I mean by that? Continue to learn as you earn. You're in your business, in the industry where you are, mastering the key principles that you need to master to continue to grow. Whatever product you're providing in the marketplace, whatever service you're providing in the marketplace, you want to be exceptional with that service and with that product. So you want to make sure you're masters of this, ladies and gentlemen. Not just workers or not just business owners or getting the broad shoulders and saying, hey, I own this, I own that. No, to say that, hey, I'm here to assist as many people as I can to assist them on a change that will definitely be something that will impact them, that's going to help them, and that's going to keep them in remembrance of who I am and representing my company. So those are the things, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to be focused on and that we need to continue to share on a regular basis. As I've been around this country and I've traveled this country, I've seen a lot of opportunities here, even in this city, Houston, and back in Chicago, back in New York, and other places that I've been, Florida and so forth. You want to look at a lot of opportunities where you can see where people are. How are they positioning themselves for these opportunities that's coming up? Technologically speaking, it's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to learn in this industry what can help my business grow. What tools can I utilize, and what marketing campaigns can I be running on a regular, consistent basis that's going to be impactful on social media or any media, whether it's newspaper, magazine, radio shows such as what we do here. We advertise for our guests, and for guests that we have on the show, we properly position them to talk about their company, to bring about a change, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what it's really all about, opportunity to bring about a change. That's what growth is really all about. If you notice, your growth is a change. You're not at the same level. You're not at the same position, and you're not stagnant. So you want to continue to focus on these opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we use our thing. We build and grow networks in the area where you do business. So that's what the whole point of this matter is, that we want to continue to share with each and every listener, each and every person that's on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, no matter what social platform you're utilizing, we want to make sure you do this consistently. Your business is your business. How serious are you about the business? How serious are you about helping others? How serious are you about growth? How serious about you about change? What are you doing? Are we allowing things to happen, or are we taking charge and making things happen? Are we putting ourselves in position on a regular daily basis to meet enough good people who can be our runners to share the opportunities what we're providing here? What is your website looking like? Is it interactive? Do they have information that they can just put down there or leave information for you so you can get the feedback? And how often are you getting feedbacks from your guests or your customers? So these are the life signs, ladies and gentlemen, just giving you some vital life signs here that can really be impactful if we stay focused. If we are serious about growth and change, and if we are serious about wealth or getting to the level of wealth, whether it's not monetarily speaking, but I'm talking about enriching your life by helping others, enriching your life by doing the things necessary that's going to add more to your level, and helping enough people get what they want, you're going to automatically get what you want. But you got to help enough people. Are you an active member in the community? Are you working with any nonprofit organization currently to date? What about your local churches? What about other small businesses in the area? Are you co-oping, that's the key word, co-oping with any of them? And how are your marketing campaigns look? What are your marketing campaign message? What does the message state? What does it read? Is it easy or is it hard? Are you getting feedback from the marketing messages? So you have a great opportunity here, ladies and gentlemen. For the month of June, this is what we're going to be talking about on our growth series for the month, is how are we advertising, marketing, interacting, sharing opportunities or taking advantage of opportunities that come our way, giving great customer service, great satisfaction, denying self on levels of personalizing, but more generalizing, and assisting as many as we can on a regular, consistent basis. Is your shop open 24/7 if you're an online business? Are you getting feedback, whatever product or service that you're providing? What are you? How are you representing the product? How are you representing your service? So these are things that you need to be focusing on, ladies and gentlemen, in order for you to step back for a second to really look at, where am I? Am I going in the right direction? Am I fulfilling the things that I said I wanted to fulfill for this year, 2016? And then for the month of June, what is your outlook for this month? What is your goal for this month? What results do you want to see at the end of the month? Take time to really, really sit back and look at, where am I at in position-wise? Is it going okay? Is it going well? Is it going great? Or is it ain't going at all? So you have to start focusing on good opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, and take advantage of opportunities that are generating in your area on a regular basis. Are you keeping up with the times of what's relevant in the marketplace? Are you educating yourself? Remember, your business should be an earn-as-you-learn business. Always stay focused there. Earn as you learn. Or learn as you earn. You should never stop growing mentally, physically, or spiritually in those realms. You should continue to grow, continue to build, continue to stay focused, and continue to help as many as you can in the process. If you stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, you'll be on a level where you've never seen before, and guess what? You'll have more people talking about you. What is your buzz looking like in your company? Is your company a buzz? Is it not buzzing? Are people talking about your company on a positive note or a negative note? What is the critic saying about you? What are your customers saying about you? What are you saying about you? So it's time to get out of the way, get self out of the way, and start putting together some informational structure. Content is king, as I say before I say again, content is king. If you have a great website, if you don't have a great website, you need to revamp it. Start putting some things together that's going to help you put your business on a level. If you want to understand this better or learn more about this, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. So these are the things that we want to share with you today here on this edition of GT Professional Network Radio. I want to thank all of my listeners, radio listeners, for tuning in each week as we continue on. Now that we are starting off this month, June, what is your focus? What is your goal? What is your game plan? And how many customers are you going to reach this month compared to what you did last month in May? So we have to look at a lot of great opportunities out here, ladies and gentlemen, that we can really stay focused on and make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do day by day. And I'm super excited about it because it's giving us a great opportunity to learn more about what it is we're doing and how can we get there by helping others. So I'm super excited about that. So here's another thing. Make sure that your business, online business, or internet, your website, has great information, content that's consistent with your marketing campaigns, that's consistent on informational on the product or service that you're providing, and also what promotions are you running for your company? What are you giving your customers for purchasing directly from you? What promotional incentives are you giving, if any? You have to stay focused here too, ladies and gentlemen. In order for you to grow, you have to give something. Look at your margin. Look at your profit margin. Look at all of the things that you got going on and see where you can go to start promoting more and better. Yes, it costs money to market. Yes, it costs money to promote. But if you do it properly, it will pay for itself. Think about that. little incentives can run a whole lot and run a long way in your company. So you want to stay above the cutting edge. You want to stay on top of the game and compared to what your competitors are doing, and look at what they're doing. Are they on the level or are they not? Is there something you can do better than what they've done? For those who are in the same industry. So you have to look at a lot of great things here, ladies and gentlemen, in order for you to put together a mass network. And once you start putting those things together and start moving into that and build momentum there, you will be on a level like never before. So I'm super excited about that, and I want to thank you guys. This is going to be a short session here, but I just wanted to touch bases with everybody in reference to growth on the growth series. Again, it's all about change. Change and growth goes hand in hand, for the good or for the bad. However you look at it, you need to make your own assessment of your company and self. What is your self worth? What do you value? What do your customers value? What is relevant today? So you have to be answering yourself these many questions. In order to get the answer, you have to start projecting the results and answers that you're looking for through how you're positioning your company and your marketing campaigns that you're putting out there on a regular, consistent basis. It's funny, a lot of people don't go back into doing the basic things, but they want to try all these other things that they haven't tested or haven't been proven. Stick to what you know. Stay in your own lane and do well by learning more about you, your company, what you represent, and what you want others to see you as. A great company or a good company? Or a mediocre company? It's all up to you. Remember, growth is yours if you take advantage of it. Success is yours too. So you want to make sure you do all that you do to continue to build and grow on a regular, consistent basis. So if you have any questions, ladies and gentlemen, about this topic that we talked about today and about this episode of GTE Professional Network Radio, you can always go to our website at www.globaltechenterprise.net. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your feedback on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We will be posting all of that on today's show. You can tune in again if you didn't get a chance to listen to it all in entirety. You can always go to the social network or our website, and you can review it again. And this is on Blog Talk Radio. This is one of the coolest platforms I've seen to date. That's really a great opportunity for us to really maximize the moment in reference to what it is we do. I want to thank all of my clients who've given us the opportunity to work on the projects of helping your company grow by creating interactive websites, marketing campaigns that we're putting out there regularly for you. And we want to thank everybody who has participated with us in the last 4 years. Well, it's been 4 years now. The last 4 years now that we've been doing this show, we have been really excited to see the growth and the people who have grown working with us together. It's all about a partnership, a relationship, or what we call co-oping opportunity, where we can help each other as we help ourselves. So without further ado, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. As I always say, it's been a pleasing pleasure, whether it's a privilege, that's from my brother, that's Brown. Until next week, we're going to be talking about more of our growth series for the month of June and how we continue to add and expand our business on a regular, consistent basis. No matter where you are in the country, no matter what opportunity you have, let's look at the opportunity, your business, product or service-wise, whatever you're involved in, let's look at that and let's break it down. Let's put it to the formula and see exactly if this is going to be something beneficial or not. You be the judge, and let your guests and your customers be the judge of what it is you do and how you do. So it's always good to be rated by good critics versus the bad critics. So you want the good critics, your customers. They're your good critics. The bad critics are the people who are hating you because you're doing something that they didn't want to do or didn't consider to do. Yes, it takes effort, and it takes tenacity, and it takes definitely jumping out there unafraid to go out and do what you want to do to capture your dream. So with that, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And again, stay tuned next week. We'll have some great more information for you. Until then, keep building the dream, and as always, keep building your faith.